I'm Alex Keefe with VPR News. It was late at night, and a Connecticut couple driving on Route 4 last July never saw the 1,800-pound bull that was standing in the road. 62-year-old John Bellis was killed, so was the bull. Bellis's wife sustained minor injuries. Now the bull's owner has been charged with involuntary manslaughter, and he could face up to 15 years in prison. The case has sparked outrage from many farmers who say it was an accident, but prosecutors say the bull had gotten loose before and the owner failed to act. As VPR's Nina Keck reports, many people worry about the precedent the case could set.
Catherine Barry Bellis and her husband were driving to their condominium in Killington.
It was pitch dark out. It was not well lit. This beast was standing passively in the middle of Route 4, just standing there.
She says her grief at losing her husband turned to outrage when she learned that Mosier's bull had been seen in the roadway on multiple occasions, including the previous night.
It wasn't an accident. It was not an accident. It was a crash with a danger that was repeatedly on Route 4.
61-year-old Craig Mosier owns an excavating company in Killington. According to evidence submitted by the prosecutor, state troopers were notified that a bull, allegedly owned by Mosier, was loose on four previous occasions. A fifth report cited a cow allegedly belonging to Mosier walking in the roadway. On July 26, 2015, 5 days before Bellis's death, Windsor County Deputy Sheriff Tyler Trombley testified that a motorist had informed him that Mosier's bull was out of its pasture. Trombley drove to the defendant's property on Route 4 and saw Mosier attempting to contain the animal. According to the report, Mosier told the deputy that he knew his bull gets out through the fence.
It's as much about turning a blind eye to the safety of the animal as it is to people.
That's Burlington attorney Jerry O'Neill, who represents Catherine Barry Bellis.
The facts here show that the bull involved here, an 1,800-pound pet owned by somebody who's not a farmer, was out on Route 4 many times and very little effort by the owner to get the animal back in. And in fact, that night, he knew it was out and made no effort to get the animal back in.
According to police affidavits, on July 31st, the night John Bellis was killed, Jeffrey Herrick narrowly missed hitting the bull with his milk truck. Herrick knew the bull belonged to Mosier and reportedly drove to Mosier's home just before 10 p.m. to tell him his bull had wandered across the highway to the Val Rock Motel. Mosier told police he usually found the bull at a spruce tree on his property, and he went looking for the animal there. When he didn't find it, he told police he went back inside his house and fell asleep. Craig Mosier did not return calls for comment, but his attorney, Paul Volk, says the police reports and the evidence supplied by the prosecutor don't tell the whole story.
There's nothing in the discovery that's been provided that indicates that the bull that was involved in this accident was a bull that was previously supposed to have been out. And there are several prior reports where when the police followed up, there actually wasn't a bull out. There wasn't anything seen out.
And he says it's troubling many of the reports to state police were made by unidentified passersby. Volk says police did find a gap in Mosier's electric fence near an apple tree that had been pushed over, a gap that was large enough for a bull to escape through. But Volk says his client had been unaware of it.
He was interviewed about it, and he indicated that when he had walked his property line earlier that evening of this, you know, tragic event, that the fence was fine. But to be blunt about it, animals have been slipping their bounds for as long as there have been, you know, kind of animal husbandry. It happens on occasion.
We've heard from people as far away as Texas about this case.
Ray Duquette Sr. is president of the Rutland County Farm Bureau. He says farmers are understandably angry about this case and worry it will raise their insurance rates. But he says the precedent could be much more far-reaching.
It's about any animal owner anywhere in the United States that causes an accident. If a dog runs out in the road and a car swerves and hits a tree and someone dies, this could be brought up as a criminal charge if this precedent is set from this case. And that's what we're afraid of.
Duquette says considering how important agriculture is to Vermont, the Farm Bureau wants lawmakers to create some sort of legal protection for farmers so they can't face criminal charges like Mosier. Rutland State's attorney Rose Kennedy points out this case is not about farming, but about public safety and the unique facts surrounding Craig Mosier that she and a grand jury felt warranted an indictment. No trial date has yet been set. For VPR News, I'm Nina Keck in Rutland.